With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Saturday, April 13th, and we are here trying to help you make better financial decisions or maybe walk you through a big decision you're making. And along the way, we might uncover something that you may not have even thought about. We are here to just help you out, maybe give you a boost or a pat on the back. And hopefully, by the end of a conversation with us, you're feeling a little bit better. If you've got a financial issue you'd like to discuss, just go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, write us a note, and let us know if you would be willing to come on the air live. While you're on the website, don't forget to check out all of the content that lives there. There's the blog, there's the free weekly newsletter, there are videos and resources and more. Just bookmark jillonmoney.com and you'll be all set. Okay, today we are talking to Robert, who's on the line from California.
I'm looking to understand what I can do to take advantage of had a large portion where I wasn't working.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a technical engineer. I do technical sales.
Okay. And you're working now?
I am.
How much do you earn?
I make about 160 plus a bonus that brings it up to about 210.
Are you married, single?
Married with three boys.
How old?
23, 21, and 16.
Oh, 16. Whoops. Okay. So you got one more to get through college. Okay. So you just started this new job, right?
Yes.
Are you using the retirement plan yet?
I am. It opened up straight away. I started contributing 15%, but then I realized that I could do some backdoor Roth conversions and take advantage of that at a low tax rate.
Tell me a little bit about, first of all, let's go. Does your spouse work?
Off and on.
If you look at the tax this calendar year, how much do you think you will have made for this calendar year between the two of you? Unemployment, new job, no job. What do you think?
It's going to be close to 50,000. I did something. I went ahead and set my 401k contribution to 75%.
Okay. Already.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I don't need the capital to support us necessarily. So I thought, well, I'll do this now. I can always turn it down.
Yeah. I got you. Okay. How much money do you guys have in non-retirement assets? So savings, you know, the emergency fund or any taxable investment accounts?
Yeah, just under 2 million in non-retirement.
How does it split up? Tell me a little bit about that. What's in cash?
You know, I don't carry much in cash. I have our investors. I tell them when I need to do any kind of withdrawals and they manage that. And this is through Lido Advisors, and it's all at Fidelity. So,
okay. How much do you pay for that service?
0.9%.
Okay. Not nothing. What's in pre-tax investments? Whether that's an old 401k, IRAs, what's floating out there?
Yeah, we have 400,000 in a rollover IRA, and I just started this 401k, so just 3,000.
And that's it?
That's it in pre-tax.
Yep.
And then we have Roth.
Okay, tell me what you have in Roth.
Roth, we have about 300,000 there.
Very nice. It's funny that you, did you not have a retirement plan for some time? Like you have, it seems to me, how old are you?
57.
given your age, it's funny you have your more of your money in non-retirement assets than in retirement assets, which is interesting.
You know, so we sold a house.
Uh-huh.
So we were kind of house poor for a long time. And so we were struggling to both make payments and put away money in IRA. So
I see. All right. Well, that's good. And where do you live now? You have a house that you own, or are you renting? What are you doing?
We're renting now.
Do you have any aspirations to buy? Is some of that $2 million going to go into a home?
Possibly. We did the evaluation with our financial planners, and we said, well, like in the next 5 years, if we put away $500,000 to another house, how would we look? Without buying a house, we have $8.5 million at age 85, and with buying a house, we run out of money at age 85. So,
wow.
I've always thought houses were great, and we have done so well with them. But listening to your show, you're not as bullish on real estate as I was. And now I'm thinking, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because I always think that the numbers kind of throw us off. I'll give you an example. I'll never forget my father would say, you know, we bought this house for $35,000, right? Okay, yeah, I know, Dad. It was 1963, right? And so, like, if you inflation adjust it, the fact that they sell it for $500,000 25 years later, it sounds like a big number, but it's like kind of the same pace as inflation. So, I mean, there's a few different things. So the current plan at work, the 401k, is it a Roth or is it a traditional?
I have option of both. I was just putting it in the pre-tax.
Okay. 16-year-old, let's talk college. What are we doing?
He doesn't know. We're trying to
figure it out. In other
words,
have you saved money for college or not?
No, we just kind of fly by the seat of our pants when that comes around.
I don't love flying by the seat of my pants ever. I just want you to know that. So if for the 23 and the 21-year-old, you paid it out of those non-retirement assets, you call up the advisor and you say, I need 40 grand. I got to pay tuition bill. Like that?
Yeah, we have a few loans.
How much is outstanding in college loans?
$40,000.
Okay, so you just pay that out. Okay. Are there any other liabilities floating out there that we should know about?
We have a car payment. We did a short term, 4 years, but it's pretty high price. So it's about $800 a month.
Got to have a car. You're California, man. All right. How long are you going to work?
You know, I don't plan to retire. I like your thing of just work forever because I love what I do. So.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. So here's the deal. For this year, I think that I would probably take $100,000 of that rollover and turn it into a Roth. Ask your financial dudes about this. I think it makes sense because you'll be paying 22% on that money. Okay. In some respects, in terms of the contribution to the retirement account, I probably wouldn't do a pre-tax contribution because you're in such a low tax bracket.
Got it. Understood.
Does that seem reasonable to you?
You know, I feel like we have enough after tax that I was trying to limit that capacity. We talked to our CPA and he suggested that we do up to $80,000,
mm-hmm.
Which keeps us in the lowest tax bracket.
Which would mean that in addition to your $50,000 salary, you could only convert $30,000.
Yeah, but if I take 75% and put it in 401k, I reduce my taxable income.
Doesn't it compound the problem of doing a pre-tax contribution, though, in the end? Do you know what I mean? It kind of seems like it's a wash. But I mean, I think that that's fine. You could certainly do that. If you put 75% contribution and then you start converting up to $81,000, sure, you could do that. I'm just wondering why you wouldn't. I mean, you're never going to be in the 12% tax bracket again, right?
Right.
So you could do that. But I wonder whether it makes sense to do even more. That's what I would be interested in finding out, because I'm guessing that, you know, your top bracket's going to be 24% next year. I would ask the CPA, is there wisdom in trying to convert up to the 22%, top of the 22% bracket, and see what the CPA says?
I will.
If you somehow decide that you are going to convert more, just make sure that your advisor knows that and that you're going to have a tax bill to pay in April, you know, that you just keep the information flow going. I would consider whether it makes sense to convert at 22%. Because it sounds to me like your guy's going to keep working, right? You're already going to be above 200. You're probably going to keep making more. And so that means that you're kind of squarely finding yourself in the 24% bracket. And I'm not sure that's going to change so much when you retire. If you would like to run a scenario by us, all you need to do is go to the website, jillonmoney.com, and click the Contact Us button. Don't forget, on the website, there are links to all sorts of cool things. We've got our service called Jill on Money Live for $35. You have access to quarterly live webinars and special video content. We also have our YouTube show, which is called Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. You definitely want to check it out. You can subscribe to this show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. And of course, try to lift someone up. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself. But even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information, all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.